ladies and gentlemen, the Barney and Evan Show present the Oregon Trail.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about this day for weeks now. Here's Parney, here's Evan, and here's the one and only
Jesse Roman
talking about for the longest time.
Hey, beautiful man.
How's it feel to be on our show, dude?
I'm excited.
We've been hyping you up for a long time, dude, and we're finally here. Feels good to be here, man. You showed us a really good time.
I know. Today was fun.
Yeah, it was
fun.
Dude. You want to kind of go over what we did today from when you picked us up at the airport?
Well, first thing we did, we went to Sherry's.
Oh, no, yeah.
I know didn't want to eat breakfast, but I was hungry, dude.
I was good. I'm glad
that you wanted to eat.
I know. Well, you said, I'm not hungry.
I'm not hungry anymore.
I know. And then I was like, dude, I went to sleep at 1 in the morning, and I got up at like 5:30.
Yeah.
And so...
What are you doing? Washing your clothes in the river?
I was putting your freaking comforter to dry, dude. Because I was like, dude, these guys are sleeping at least tonight. So overnight here at my place. And so I need to make sure your guys' stuff is clean.
That's really nice. That's awful. Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
But that's
so sweet. You're so sweet.
After Sherry's, we went to La D Flats. And like we finally broke in the 4Runner because I was being shy about it because there was some parts I needed to install.
What parts,
dude?
So first off, I had to chop up my frame so I can like.
Because your wheel kept rubbing up against the frame,
dude.
Right?
And that's imagine that, dude. Like 280. I don't know. People probably don't know, but 285s is like already like a step up from like stock tires, and so I had to chop off.
That's the width, right? The width of the tire.
No, that's
the length.
The height.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So like, because 4Runners come stock with like 31.2, and like I'm at like 30. No, wait, I don't know. It's like a 2-inch difference. Average. Yeah. It depends on the tire brand.
Yeah. So regardless, you had to chop it up.
I chopped up a ton, dude, and we were still rubbing.
And you know what, dude? That was really cool, man. Just driving through the trails, dude. And dude, I was like, do it. You got to do it. Do it. And you're like, dude, what are you trying to pre-pressure me?
I know, dude, because you were. It was funny because I was like, dude, I would have... Probably if you guys weren't here, I would have never taken it. Remember, we went through those deep puddles?
You would have done it?
Yeah.
Dude.
You would have done it?
Then there was that one that was, I was like, okay, well, let's go through. And I thought we were going on 4-wheel drive, dude. And it was 2-wheel drive.
You were still on 2-wheel drive and you made it out of it.
I thought that was honestly pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. That was really cool, man. Really fun, man.
I call her the mountain goat.
Oh, dude, the ones that stick to the side of a mountain.
You should get a sticker that says mountain goat.
Dude.
I'll make you one, dude.
That'd be cool.
But it's really cool over here, dude. This is my first time over here, dude.
How do you like it, dude?
And I have
Cerrito.
We have to move over here. You'll love it.
I hope so.
To be serious, though, it's so beautiful, dude. Like, we literally went through freaking a bunch of different seasons in the freaking year, dude.
I know, it's crazy.
An hour.
What
the heck? How does that happen?
That's crazy, that place that we went to, La D, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And when we started going up that trail, it was just like normal.
Yeah.
It looked like fall or whatever.
Yeah.
And then
Evan was
5 minutes later, it's completely white.
And then we get up there,
snow.
It's just completely covered in snow.
Yeah.
And that was awesome, dude.
It's cold as heck.
And we have videos and pictures, and we're going to post them so you guys can see what we're talking about.
Post them on our Instagram.
It was beautiful.
I like it. Like, I can't, even though I was raised in California for like basically 23 years, because I'm going to turn 31 this year. So, like,
damn, you old son of a gun.
I know, dude. I'm going to be out here now for 8 years, dude.
Right. You moved out here in 2016. Yeah. So
after my motorcycle wreck, dude.
8 years, dude.
So, 2016.
A year after I was married.
Yeah, dude. I had a motorcycle wreck, and then after that, I had to move out here because I just couldn't even, like, walk.
Yeah. How many bones did you break again? I remember you broke, like, half your body, dude.
It was crazy, dude.
I
broke both arms. I broke, like, a bunch of bones in my wrist and hand.
Yeah.
I still have, like, rods going through my pelvis and like I have a bunch of plates and
didn't you take all the pins out of your arm on your own with like pliers, dude? You're crazy,
cause,
man.
Dude, because I
went did it by yourself. Oh yeah. I forgot about
pliers
that.
And just pulled them out.
I just got pliers,
dude. And to think all this happened just from falling off a curb.
Stupid.
Just
dude.
Falling off.
No, dude.
No. Tell the story. I
tripped on a daisy.
I'm trying to set it up. Tell the story. Tell the story of what happened.
It's not a good story, dude, because I was just being a dummy.
It's okay. Just tell the story.
No, somebody cut you off, though, dude.
Yeah, someone cut me off, but I was trying to get a haircut.
We didn't ask for the reason. We didn't ask for your location. Okay. You were going.
It was like 11 just o'clock tell at us night.
What happened?
Okay, so.
I shouldn't have gone to Taco Bell that night.
I got, yeah, dude. Jack in the Box, crunchy taco.
I was trying to get my tampons.
I know, 2 for $1.50. Dude, so I went on the street in Garden Grove. I had just left my friend's house because I was living with him at that time. And, like, I got cut off by apparently a drunk driver in a Dodge Challenger. And, like, the...
Of course it's a Challenger.
Dude, I have, like, a hate for them now.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
And so, like, from what I've heard, apparently it was better that the Challenger, it's like a short car over like a full-size car.
Yeah, because you went over it, right?
Yeah, because I flipped over.
Oh, but tell, what were you riding?
Oh, I was riding a motorcycle.
What was it?
It was a Ninja ZX6R.
Nice.
And I never saw that
bike
again.
That's a step bike, right?
Was that the one I sold you? Didn't I sell you that bike?
No. This was a different one. This was from... Okay.
That's a stunt bike, right?
It can be.
That one was set up for more for stunning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it didn't have the handbrake set up, but it had the bigger sprocket.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. You both know what...
Yeah.
So if you have the spin...
You were doing wheelies with that bike a lot, too.
Almost any bike, dude. Besides the 1000, which you're crazy, Dottie. Yeah. Because, like, I heard how you were... I never got to see you do wheelies in the 1000, but...
That's crazy. When I think back on it, I'm like, I'm an idiot, dude. I could have died at any minute.
Why?
Because, a 1000cc motorcycle, man. Dude. It's a bigger engine, so it's a lot more powerful, so...
See?
That's not really meant for... doing stunts or wheelies or anything.
It's like literally going from like trying to do a wheelie in like a V8 versus a V6.
Oh, and dude. He was doing it with that?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
See, and I had a bigger sprocket.
Ladies and gentlemen, dude, like it pays to be artistic.
Dude, oh, just so you have an idea, an R1 can literally like beat almost any car that you can find anywhere, like on the streets, like a normal car, unless you're going crazy like a Koenigsegg or
it's Koenigsegg,
whatever, dude.
That's how you say it. Maybe if you're in an R1 and you're going up against like a Lamborghini, they'll probably be close to like tied.
Yeah, like, because that's like how fast it is. It's crazy. I know this is dumb, dude, but I was on the 57 and I raced M5, which was cool at the time. Like it was like the most sporty kind of BMW.
Yeah.
And an R6 was able to take it, dude. And so, like...
That's an R6, too.
And, yeah. And so, an R1, dude, is, like... First gear, when I had an R1,
talking
dude...
Talking about the Yamaha, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, the R1, dude, like, you can, like, get up to first gear in, like, 65 miles an hour.
I remember, I think, one time, my speedometer might have been off, but I think I hit... I'm pretty sure I hit, like, 70 or 75 in first gear, dude. That was first gear.
It's crazy, dude.
Is that big? A big deal?
Yeah.
Dude, that's humongous, because you have six gears.
You have six gears, so just changing first from gear. First gear to second gear, I was already at 70 miles an hour. Yeah.
In one gear, dude. And people don't realize also, like, when I first started riding, like, remember we started on the 250s?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, ninjas. We used to think, like, the G's from, like, the, like, just, like, the...
Accelerating the 250? Yeah.
it was like so much, dude. And
like, wow,
dude. I remember I thought I was like falling off a 250, and then like you start going up and up and up, and then like you realize like, dude, 250 is like baby talk. Like, you know.
It's, yeah. Well, you're crazy because I remember when we had the 250s, we bought them at the same time, and you sold yours after just like a few weeks. And then you immediately went from a 250 to an R1.
I know, dude.
So you went from a 250 to a 1000, which is a four. That engine is four times as big, dude. So it was crazy, dude. I remember the first time I rode it, I was like, geez, man, this is what a real bike is like.
It was.
It's scary.
It was dumb, dude.
It's definitely scary.
Go that fast? Transitioning?
Well, not only that, dude. Even like, I remember I would tell this guy, dude, record me when I was, like, just going on first gear because I was, like, be able to do, like, little power-ups. And, like, that's... If you're going to wheelie, you never do that. It's wrong. And so, like...
Yeah, no problem. Like, you have to clutch it up.
Yeah. And so, like, it was just bad, dude. Like, I'm glad I didn't... Now I have a motorcycle still.
Yeah.
And I still keep my...
Where's your bike, by the way?
You still have the Yamaha, right?
I have it at
a
friend's house.
Yamaha R1 still, right?
No, I had an R1 when I moved here. And, like, I got rid of it because it was just, like, too much power. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why do you want a super...
It doesn't make sense to have a motorcycle over here anyways.
Well, I mean...
Well, that kind of bike. To me, I don't ride bikes. I don't know. I've only been on the back of Dottie's.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've only been on the back.
My first R6 I had, Jesse, you remember the red one?
Yeah.
The one that was my first 600. Yeah, the one that I sold to you for like $200.
Okay.
I sold it to you for like really cheap. Don't say
that, because you know what's up.
No, well, it was like, I thought that like the engine blew up, because it just, like it just exploded with oil everywhere. And I'm like, here, dude, you could keep it. It's basically, you need to get a new engine.
But he didn't tell
you need to get a new engine, so here's basically...
Here's my bike, dude. Do you want it?
Well, no, dude, because I thought, like, the engine, like, blew up. It wasn't as serious as I thought, and he fixed it for, like, a few bucks. So he basically had a bike for, like, $200.
What's the bike that I went on the back of it with
That's
you?
That same bike, the R6.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so when I first got the R6, I went over to his dad's house, and, like, everyone was, like, all my friends were there, and I thought it was so cool. I'm like, dude, look at my new bike. I'm so cool.
Dude, you took me so fast, I had no shoes on, too.
Yeah, his feet were just, like, dangling down. You know how, like, there's pegs on the back where you could put your feet up, like, for whoever's riding in the back? His feet were just, like, dangling down.
Dangling.
His nails were scratching against the cement. God, like,
dude, that's you, man.
He gave me a pedicure.
You're your brother.
He gave me a pedicure for free, dude.
Your dude, you were going fast.
For me, that was fast.
No, I was going slow, dude. I was going as slow as I can. I didn't want us to fall off, dude. I was getting scared.
Yeah, the differential weight.
Yeah.
Stupid. You're just running wheelies all day.
You know.
I just imagine you just when you crashed, Jesse, and you were in the hospital for 2 months. I just imagine you on the airplane like this with a cast, full body cast.
It was scary, like that dude from SpongeBob. I woke up at the hospital, and I remember going off on the nurse because they kept like I remember the first thing after my accident was like, so I was on the floor on the street, and like my bone.
Oh, you never told the story.
Really? Okay, so
sorry.
So I got cut off. You know, you like your adrenaline just knocks you out.
Yeah.
And then I woke up to, I think they said I was dead. For 3 like minutes or something like that.
Jeez. Your heart stopped?
Yeah, my heart stopped, dude. Because I bled out.
We're talking to a dead man, dude.
Yeah. Are you a ghost?
No, not yet. And like, they told me that they had to, use the defibrillators on me.
Yeah.
To get your heart. Yeah. To resuscitate. And then I remember that the first thing, because they had they had the white blanket on me.
Jeez. Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. And like, I remember raising my arm and it was like half hanging out, dude. Cause like, I still have the scar where like, if you like look at my arm, do you see like, like my arm?
On the outside of your arm, I see that big scar right there.
Yeah.
Dude.
So, but those are surgery scars. But like, right here, like, do you see how like it's in the, middle?
Yeah.
So, that's, like, the halfway point of my whatever arm bone And it's like, that's the one that was hanging down, dude.
So you
it
basically ripped
out of your skin?
That was like a joint right there, dude.
You had
it,
a,
and it ripped out of your skin.
Yeah, it was like poking out, dude.
It's called a compound fracture.
Yeah, it's called a compound fracture.
Yeah, and, that's bad, dude. Jeez.
And like, so
was it poking out of your skin?
Yeah, dude. Oh
my god.
So they had to do like a bunch of mending, dude, to try to get it like. But of course, medics don't do that, dude. They just like try to like get you like calm.
Yeah.
And like they dose you up, dude, with pain medications to knock you out so you don't feel the pain.
Yeah.
And that's you scary, didn't even man. Want the pain medication, too, right?
Well, not yet. So,
oh, no.
So, like, I went to the next. So, I passed out after they woke me up with the defibrillators. And then I woke up at the emergency room. And at the emergency room, I remember that they were, like, forcing a cast on me to keep, like, I don't know what the point was, but I remember waking up, dude, to something hot because the cast gets hot.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, yeah, when they first put it on.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, I remember I was just, like, they had me so dosed up. And I, at the time, I had a friend that was with me, and he, like, was, like, dude, calm down. He was, like, having to hold me down because, like, your adrenaline is, dude, people don't understand, like, how adrenaline works, because adrenaline will make you like feel no pain, or they'll make you, it'll make you like crazy with pain, like crazy with strength, dude. And they Jeez. Were holding me down hard, dude.
Dang.
What were you trying to do?
Was that like, when you first woke up, right? When you real, like when you first came to after the accident, when you were in the hospital, right?
Yeah. So, because I woke up for a second on the ambulance, but luckily where I was at was only like a mile and a half from the. Was it UCI?
UCI,
yeah. Right?
The one by the block.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so, like, the next thing I remember was, like, this freaking, like, white room. And they had me, on like, on a table. And they were, like, forcing a cast on me. Like, I remember they were, like, two nurses were, like, compressing a cast on me because I kept moving.
Ugh.
Dang.
Yeah. They were fighting it.
Scary, man.
Huh?
You were fighting it.
Yeah, dude. It's just the adrenaline, and I think the pain medications, you get, like, some freaking Hulk strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pumping you with morphine, dude.
Yeah. So, dude. Since then, you moved to Oregon.
Yeah, after a month of being in the hospital, dude. And then, you know what's funny?
That's why I always make fun of you. I just imagine you with this...
Dude.
Stuck in a full body cast. Flying.
Dude, it was scary though. Because, okay, I went to the hospital. They did the surgery.
Yeah.
They had to do multiple surgeries. I think I had like a total of 8 surgeries.
Oh, geez.
I'm not sure still yet. I don't care to know. But like, so after the surgeries, they didn't realize that my, so the most of the damage happened to my left arm.
Yeah.
And then the right arm, I kept telling them, like, dude, I feel, like, pain. Like,
oh, that's right. They wouldn't believe you.
Yeah, that they didn't believe me,
right,
dude.
Arm was hurting, dude.
They thought you were trying to get more medicine, right?
I think so. Like, they thought I was being a baby.
You just wanted to get high.
No, no, no. Dude, they just thought that I was, like, being a baby. Because, like, they,
being a baby, you got
I feel like, dude, like, doctors and nurses, dude, I feel like they don't really believe you.
They don't
like,
live in the real world, bro.
There's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with that. They don't really believe you, dude.
Even trying to get disability is like, oh, you can't go get a job at a gas station. Would you go get a job at a gas station?
Yeah.
They don't get it. They don't live
dude,
in the
but
real
I remember
world,
specifically
dude.
What like what you're saying, dude, because I when I first visited you, so you had your left arm in a cast, and I for some reason I remember both your legs in a cast too. Didn't you have both your legs in a cast or something? Well, so when I first visited you, it was like, you know, in the cartoons where the whole body is like in the cast. You're like that except your right arm. Your
that's
right
what,
arm was just free.
Yeah.
And then I visited you and you were saying, dude, I've been trying to tell him that my right arm is hurting too.
Yeah.
And then I remember the next day when I visited you, like the next day or like 2 days later, now like all of a sudden your right arm was in a cast too. So now like your whole body was in a cast, dude.
I know, dude. You,
that was crazy,
it looked
man.
Like you were there because like you got to see a lot of the process that other people didn't see.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it, dude.
I know, man.
Sorry, dude.
It was bad. Okay. You know what? You know what's the sad part, dude? And, like, I feel bad for even thinking this. But, so, before that accident, remember, like...
Don't say it.
Sorry to bring this up,
it.
Dude, but
just say, he's
you were kind of known, like, among our friends for, like, always crashing. Because you were, it's not that you were a bad rider, but you would just, you know, when you're doing wheelies.
I was pushing it, dude.
You were pushing it, you were doing wheelies a lot, and you would, like, flip the bike and crash and everything.
But that's part of the stunt life, dude.
Yeah, it is. No, yeah, I don't blame you. That's, if you're doing stunts like that, it's not, are you going to crash? It's when are you going to crash, you know? Yeah. So that's basically how it is. So
and I have
it was almost like once a week, once every 2 weeks, you know, you were having, like, some minor spill or whatever, and someone would tell me about it, and then. I guess when you had the big wreck.
It's just like a normal Monday, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, no, and it's funny because, dude, I have already, like, many scars.
From the other accidents,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah, like, I remember, like, I had a hole in my, I still have a big old scar on my elbow from my, like, I just ate it, dude. And, like, I just have a ton of scars.
Well, I remember, so that day of your big accident, I remember Rigo called me. The mutual friend of ours, Rigo, and he said, hey, dude, did you hear that Jesse was in an accident? I'm like, oh, tell me something I don't know. You know, yeah. I was, you know, being really kind of mean about it. He's like, no, dude, this one's serious. And then after that, he's like, come to the hospital, dude. Like, he's in the hospital. Like, he's going to go into surgery right now. And I didn't realize until then that that's how bad it was. But, yeah, it was pretty bad, dude. But
well, because I was in the hospital maybe, like, 2 weeks before at the same hospital UCI, dude, because like I had like I still have like a bump actually if you guys like
on your back, right? Like it's on your sacrum bone.
I don't know. No, it's not on a bone, it's a muscle, dude. It's a back muscle.
Oh geez,
you guys can still feel it. It's like a bump, dude, because I ruptured the back muscle
a few weeks before or what.
A few weeks before his big accident.
Dude, I just kept
crying. So they already knew you. They're just like, oh, here's Jesse.
Yeah, it was normal, dude.
Here's Roman.
Yeah, because I used to...
Hey, how's your mom doing?
I used to just crash all the time, dude, because I just wanted to be, like, I used to just wheelie everywhere.
What made you want to do that, dude? Like, you just wanted to try really hard to do wheelies?
It's called toxoplasmosis.
Oh, that's cool.
What's that?
What's that mean?
Toxic plasmosis. What is that?
It's like a disease where you don't realize that you just listen to Joe Rogan. I'll fight a bear.
No, dude, but I kind of want to move on to another topic, dude, because that's a really grim topic. Dude.
I really like it. I like it. Okay. You guys, I remember seeing videos of Dadie stunting with his
I wasn't stunt really stunting stuff. That much, though.
You were doing willies, though. And
kind of
the way this fool drives.
Taco, Jesus, dude.
Dude.
We got Taco in the house. This is Jesse's.
Yeah, Jesse's cat, dude. He has a Maine Coon in
the Maine Coon, dude. He's the coolest Maine Coon in the world.
He just ripped
dude.
The crap out of my hand right now.
Dude, he thought you were messing around.
Yeah, because I was going
no, okay,
like
so
this,
dude, this guy's crazy, dude.
I ended up, my right arm was broken. And so they ended up fixing that one. I got out of the hospital after a month. And then after that, I moved to Oregon, and I stayed in Oregon now.
Yeah, I remember you were telling us, I'm going to move back to Anaheim. I'm going to come back. Are you going to come back?
Ah, dude. Not after being in Oregon, dude, because I can...
For what?
Because my plan was, dude, I moved to Oregon at the end of, or early November, and like I was like, okay, I'm going to like end up back in California. I'm just going to save up enough money and like... I'll get a place and like
back. I remember you were talking to me.
Yeah, dude, because I was like, I wanted to go back to all my friends. And then, like, dude, just like being here after a while, I was like, what's the point? Like, California is like too expensive.
It's sucking you dry, dude.
Yeah. And like, I'm sure even Oregon, dude, is starting to go up in pricing.
It is.
But it's still.
At least it's manageable, dude. Like, we went to a few stores today. And I was really surprised, like, how cheap things are, dude. Like, even the gas.
Something that you would have paid.
You want to.
Something you would have paid for in California today.
Yeah, what'd you say? 300?
Would have been, like, 300 bucks.
Oh, yeah, like, we want to go buy some ammunition before we went shooting today. And in California, the amount of, you know, stuff I bought today would have cost, like, around 400. And here in Oregon, it was, like, 120, maybe. So it was, like, less than half the cost.
Like,
even the gas was, like... $3, like $3.40, $3.50. In California, it's like almost $5, dude. It's crazy.
Are you serious, dude?
Yeah. There's some places that are like $5.03 or something.
You know, I was complaining because, dude, like maybe if you guys would have arrived a week before, it was $3.05.
Damn.
Yeah.
But even about, what you call quote unquote expensive.
You hear that, Serena?
Even what you call quote unquote expensive, dude. Like for us, that would be a miracle, dude.
Yeah,
we haven't seen those prices in a long years and years, dude.
The thing that I like also is like maybe we get like higher taxes in like at the end of the year because of income tax.
Yeah, you guys don't have sales tax,
but yet. Like if you like you don't feel it after a while. So like it becomes everyone's norm because in California. It's normal for you guys probably to get like a tax refund.
Yeah.
Depending on your wage. But like.
I don't get that.
Okay. But like in Oregon, dude, you get like normalized to it. And so it's just like.
Oh, dude, you know, where were you? Were you in this apartment that we're in right now during COVID?
I've been here 2 years. So I think like a year of it.
You were here,
yeah.
Like towards the tail end,
yeah, because it was COVID.
Was it locked down over here like that?
There was lockdown here, and it was like, and I at the time I was working for like a health. I was working at health.
Oh, yeah.
So like I had to like actually like follow all guidelines. Luckily, at the time they kind of weren't into vaccines.
Yeah,
because it wasn't still like mandatory.
But where were you living? That's what I'm asking.
At the time, I was still living with my family.
Oh, you're at your the house?
Yeah, with my parents.
How was it, though?
It was cool. I mean, like, it was like, I don't know. It was like.
Were you locked down? Like, you didn't go to work? Or did you go to work?
No, I was working all the time.
So me and you didn't really get to experience the lockdown like everyone else is. Me and you were still going to work.
Yeah.
Dude, I was driving to LA to the Lucas Museum and it looked. Dude, that's the most beautiful traffic I've ever had.
There was like nobody on the road, dude. It was just empty.
No trucks.
Yeah.
Nothing. There's nothing.
I bet. I mean, even from out here, you can hear how like California was like super restrictive.
Yeah. And they were, yeah. They were super. We couldn't go anywhere, dude. We couldn't go. Yeah. We didn't go anywhere. We did it.
Everything was closed.
At that time, I think we were going to Dylan's house.
Was that when he was still at Wateridge?
Yeah. No, not Wateridge. LeMed.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
We were going to Dylan's house and just hanging out there because we had nowhere to go.
It's sad because a lot of businesses went out of business, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Phantom's gone now.
Dude, that you know, actually, I want to get into that with you, dude. I don't know if. You remember? Do you remember the La Palma Brew Mile?
Yeah.
I didn't get to experience it as much as you guys, but
the La Palma.
But like, you guys are the ones that showed me like the mead from Phantom Ales.
So Phantom Ale closed down.
I know.
There's a few of them, dude. Within like a year, that closed down, dude. I think we were talking about this on our last episode as well. So within 1 year, we had So we had Phantom Ales that closed down. We had Taru. We had Modern Times. We had.
I think that's it.
Those were like the three major ones that closed down.
But they were favorites.
Those were like the especially Phantom. That was the one that we were spending the most time at, dude.
Well, that's
my
the one
personal
that
favorite was Taru, and that one closed down, dude. I was really bummed out.
Oh yeah, Taru, dude. Taru was underrated, dude.
Is that the one that was on La Palma?
Yeah.
They were all in La Palma.
We call it the La Palma Brew Trail.
No, but there was one that was next to the freeway, like, and
that's
like,
the brewery.
Yeah, that one's still open.
Yeah, they're
the brewery's still open.
Oh, so Taru is the one that was in a commercial area.
Yeah, it was just in some like random spot.
I only went there once.
But that's why I liked it, because it was just like really low key and nobody really knew about it. And it was a big spot, and I could understand why they closed down, because like nobody really went there.
I can't say that nobody really went there. When you say not a lot of people went there, what are you talking about during the week? Because I remember being there during the weekend and it would be packed out, dude.
It was like, it was kind of packed, but not like too bad. It's not like you couldn't find a seat there.
Oh, okay.
Even if it was like the most packed you've like ever seen it, dude. Yeah.
Brewery X is
ridiculous. Brewery X is,
They're ridiculous. There is like parking. People like telling you where to go.
There's three different parking lots for that place, dude, because the main parking lot gets packed.
You know, I've still never been there.
The Brewery X?
Nope.
It's pretty cool, dude. I like it. They a lot of times they have live music there, which is pretty cool.
Wait, is that the one that it's like in front of Carl's?
Yeah.
Across
the street.
Like, Carl's Jr.? Like where basically. You work, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Right across the street from
What's
my work.
What's the name of that place then?
Brewery X. Yeah. Or Brewery 10. I don't know what they call it. But everybody calls
it's
it Brewery
like a,
X.
It's like a, it used to be like a, some like big old like commercial like computer thing, right?
I don't know what
like
it was.
I don't know what it was, dude, but like it looks like that whole area, just like it looks like from the outside, if you don't know that it's a brewery.
It could be Fry's.
Yeah, it looks like it could be a Fry's Electronics or like.
It was a commercial building before.
Some like warehouse. It's
crazy.
It's really big. And that vibe
and
is really cool.
Whole thing, that whole thing's a brewery now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big. It's a pretty big place.
I haven't been in there.
They have two different stages for live music. All the live bands that I've seen there are either like country music or like alternative music, like nothing like really, really like great music.
Do you think
but it's still cool.
Will we see Soulstone there or what?
Yeah, it's a cool kick it spot.
Will we see Soulstone there or what?
Maybe one day.
I know. How do you like for those places? How would you like
talk to the manager?
Yeah, like
you just talk to the manager, and surprisingly, dude, a lot of like breweries and bars, they're really like willing and like happy for your band to come and play there.
Yeah. Especially if you're like local, right? Like,
yeah, obviously they're not going to pay you. Like most of those places don't play, but we don't do it for the money. We do it for fun.
Yeah.
That's
like,
awesome, dude.
The only brewery that we played at is Juniper and Morgan.
I know.
And they were so happy that we played
there. Yeah, we brought them a lot of business, dude.
Really?
Brought them a lot of business. Usually if you go there on
a
Friday or
next time.
Just to give you an idea, dude, if you go there on a Friday or Saturday night, you'll probably see no more than like 3, 4, maybe 5 people on a Friday or Saturday night, dude.
Really?
But when's the last time you've been there?
A couple weeks ago, and then before that, it was a couple weeks before that that
it's
I went
the
there.
Same
it's the
place
same.
At, dude.
It's the same.
It's the same. It's always the same.
Juniper, at?
Juniper and Morgan is on.
Placentia.
No.
Yeah,
it's Placentia. On Orange Thorpe.
By the Denny's in the.
No, it's Orange Thorpe. You're talking about in Placentia.
It's in Placentia.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, it's in Placentia off of Orange Thorpe in between Kramer and Melrose, I think it is.
Kramer.
Don't
Why
ask me.
So familiar, dude.
So it's just like one of those like breweries. You know how a lot of breweries are in like in an area where it's just like random businesses?
It's industrial.
Yeah. If you've never heard of it, like you would never like
is
probably
Glacel,
never find it.
If you pass by
Kramer,
it, you'll never know there's a brewery that you
Glacel?
Can just turn right.
So Glacel turns into Kramer. Right. Glacel is like you go further north and it turns into Kramer.
That's cool, dude.
So it's in that. So it's in that area, dude. But going back to what I was saying, dude. On a regular like you know weekend night, Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
They almost never have more than like maybe 5 or 6 people in there, but that day that we played, there was like 100, maybe more.
We packed it out, dude.
Yeah, we packed it out, dude.
Really?
Like, people were like, there was more than half the people didn't even have a seat. They were just standing up.
The manager came up to me and Derek.
We brought them so much business, dude.
She came up to me and Derek and said, this is the most people we've ever had in this
business. You know what's funny, dude? So the whole night, like, obviously we didn't get paid, but
we got free beer.
We got free beer. Like, the owner gave us, like, wristbands. And when we were all putting our stuff away and before we left, we went back to get one more beer, and we saw the owner there by the cash register, and she had a huge wad of cash, and she was just like counting it, dude, with a big smile on her face. She looked like Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, 18%, right?
Yeah. Jack, thank you so much.
She said like we never had this many people.
Dang,
thank you guys
dude.
So much. When are you gonna come back? I'm not ready to go back.
That's
there,
fun,
dude.
I hope you get to see us play, dude. You know, I was also going to say, Jesse, that for our next cosplay party.
Oh, yeah.
We're planning on doing a podcast episode.
Live.
Live while we're doing the cosplay party,
I'm
dude.
I'm not doing that.
Why?
Why?
Because,
you have to, dude. Come on,
I was
dude.
So cringed on the last
No, but.
One.
Well, you didn't really have time to prepare.
Time,
it was
yeah.
like a last minute thing.
Know,
but now
dude.
You have
and then you
like
didn't
months
even know
notice,
I was arriving. Like,
yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, no, we did it good,
that
dude.
Was fun,
dude.
It was funny, dude. Like, luckily,
you guys surprised me good, dude.
I know.
We did.
You were like, you thought I was Evan, dude.
No, yeah, you know what's funny? Let me tell that story, dude. So, okay. It's funny, Evan, that you coordinated it with Dennis.
Yeah.
And I was just getting everything ready, you know, cleaning up the place. And Dennis is like, Daddy, let me come talk to you outside. It's something serious. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
I was already stressed out about cleaning the place up, getting everything ready. And Dennis took me outside and he's like, dude, so don't get mad, but I forgot what he told me, like something like Cynthia doesn't want to dress up or whatever. So just don't make a big deal about it. And the whole time I'm sitting down in my mind, I'm like, I literally don't give a crap, dude. I need to go back to cleaning the house, dude. And I'm like, okay, Dennis, that's cool. That's cool, man. And while he's talking to me, Evan comes around the corner and he's like, Daria, come to my room. I need to talk to you. I'm like, oh my God, everybody needs to talk to me right now, dude. Everybody and their mother needs to talk
just
to
like,
me.
Just like, what did I do?
And then Dennis was like, okay, Dennis, are you done? Like, is that it? That's what you wanted to talk to me about?
Oh.
And
what the heck, bro?
Yeah, it's Layla saying, what the heck, bro? So, yeah. So after that, I went. Evan came up to me when Dennis was still talking to me, and he said, dude, when you have time, come to your room after Dennis is done talking to you.
And Daddy was like,
oh. Dude, you guys recorded Daddy.
So I finally, like, went up to my room. I didn't know Dennis was right behind me, like, recording me. Evan was already in my room recording, too. And I walked in the room, and the first thing I see is someone on my bed. In your underwear. And I thought it was Evan because he was like, you were doing like some weird pose.
Dude, it sounds like it would be Evan, huh?
It sounds, yeah, because I couldn't see your face because you were freaking bending your legs past your head.
I think you were in doggy
and
style,
I just, dude, I literally like, you know what's funny? I rolled my eyes. I'm like, typical Evan. I have so much to do. Why is he bothering me with this right now? And I was about to walk out, but then I saw Evan in the corner recording.
Oh yeah, like, I forgot about that.
Wait,
you're in the closet.
If that's Evan, that's who's that on the bed?
Yeah, that's when Evan came out of the closet.
That was a good surprise, huh?
Yeah, it was, dude. You guys got me good.
That was funny, dude. Like, I
my spaghetti. I love my spaghetti.
No, that was funny, dude. Cause like, me and Evan were like, dude, pick me up from the airport at this time,
and
like,
I did.
You guys coordinated that really good, dude.
I know, dude, because you had told me. I remember I was like slightly butthurt. I was like, dude, you're not gonna invite me to the party. And then you were like, dude, just come, man. And like, Evan actually picked me up, dude. And I was like, screw it, let's just go.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that was funny. That was fun, dude.
That was fun.
That was a really fun cosplay party, dude. But you know what's funny? Later that night, because you spent the night at my house.
Yeah, don't even remind me, because I'm going to do that to you,
too. There was still people at my house, and I'm like, oh, I'm tired, dude. I'm going to go to bed.
Lock me out.
So I went in my room, and I guess, like, force of habit, you know, I just locked the door to my room. And I guess Jesse was, like, knocking on my door for a long time, because he was, like, asking for a blanket or a pillow.
I was asking for my stuff.
And I was just in the room, like, locked in my room. And then the next morning, like, I wake up, like, before I went to the bathroom, opened my door, and I see Jesse in the office, and he's just, like, I had, like, a small couch, like, a chaise or whatever, and he's just there, like, in fetal position, like, freezing, and I woke him up, dude. I'm like, dude, why didn't you ask for a blanket? He's like, dude, I was knocking on your freaking door for an hour, dude.
Dude, that was so messed up, because you had the AC running, because everyone was running warm,
so it was hot cold, that night, dude.
And you didn't turn it off, so I was like... And it was funny because even Serena, dude, Evan, Serena was like sending me snaps, making fun of me, but like putting like those like memes where like a person's like covered in the carpet or the rug. Yeah. Or, yeah. For me, it was like, it felt like a cardboard would have been warmer, dude.
You just have a couch pillow on your shoulder.
Yeah.
A little napkin.
Jacked
up, he used the couch pillows to warm.
I'm sorry, dude.
Keep himself warm.
I had one pillow.
You're a
and
horrible
I was like,
host.
I actually got a little bit mad, like, dude. Why didn't you ask me for a blanket or a pillow or something?
Whatever,
and you're like, I was trying to wake you up.
Why didn't you look through the house? I would have looked through the house, dude.
Dude, I was so tired. I was just like, I wanted to go to sleep, but I was like cold all night, dude.
And like an idiot, I freaking locked my door and you were knocking on my door for a long time. And I'm a heavy
freaking
sleeper.
Jacked, so dude. My backpack with my sweaters, everything was there. I would have been in your room. I know, dude. I would have used
his clothes were in my room.
Dude, I would have used socks for gloves. Like, you know,
socks for gloves.
What are sleeping like, Jesse?
Boxes as a blanket.
I just woke up to him sleeping in the office, cuddling with my dog Fluffy.
Give me a warm,
dude.
He just has a cat and a dog on both his legs.
He's like tossing the blanket.
Duct tape around his legs.
Dude, he's tossing the blanket to the side because that's how hot he was.
That's funny, dude. You guys want to hear a funny story?
Yeah, let me hear it.
So you guys know I'm in construction, and I work with Brett.
Yeah,
hilarious dude. He's so funny, big and strong.
Oh my god!
Shout out to Brett Harris, Harambe.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
Silverback bat, dude. You'll hear this one day. But we were on the league.
His eyes are all plain, just staring in the sky.
I love when he does that. I was bugging him, and he like barely tapped me, like on the shoulder. And I just dropped myself super hard. I had my tool bags on my waist and everything. And I just dropped myself hard on the floor. And then I'm on the floor, dude. And some random labor worker just comes, "Somebody help! Somebody help!"
Some random dude just freaked out.
I just dropped myself. I didn't do anything. And then I get up laughing. He's like, "Oh my god, you son of a gun. I thought it was real because you're fat. He's dying." Yeah. That's a little story.
That's funny, dude.
How do you guys like Oregon?
Oh, dude.
It's beautiful here, man.
Dude,
I'm not going to even ask you, Daddy.
Don't ask Donnie.
I'm asking you, Evan.
You messed up.
Don't ask Donnie.
Yeah, this is your first time here, dude. So
I'm leaving this podcast. Bye, guys.
Bye. Go get me in. Can you give me another one?
Yeah, go. Can you pee for me?
Yeah, give me your bladder really quick.
Donnie, we don't want to ask you because you should have moved here a long time ago. Anyways.
How do you like it?
I love it, dude. It's really cool.
How did you like La D Flats?
The what?
The place that we were at, like, literally, we're watching videos.
Yeah, we're watching off-roading videos while we're recording this.
Dude, am I supposed to know?
The snow, dude.
Am I supposed to know what the trail was called?
Flat D.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flat D. What?
La di da di da.
Yeah, I loved that place. I loved it, and I think Serena will love it.
It was
like
cool,
I always
right?
say,
cool.
She just needs her warm clothes, and she'll be fine, dude. And the kids will love it, dude. I just know it.
And the thing is that, dude, it's cold, but it goes away in episodes. So, like...
Well, dude, when we were up there, like, at the very top when we were just shooting, dude. My God, dude, we were outside for 5 minutes. My entire legs and arms were completely numb, dude. I'm like, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here.
Yeah, that was bad, dude. Like, and then Evan didn't believe me, but I was like, dude, we're actually kind of stuck. And, like...
It took a while for you to get out of there. That's right.
Dude, because I had it.
I was getting, dude, for a few minutes, I got scared. I'm like, well, this is my life now.
No, guess
I'm stuck here. They're going to find my skeleton 7 months from now.
I have a lot of stuff so we can get out. But the thing is, it was, even for me,
I didn't want to get out again.
No, I was just so cold, dude. I was just like, I don't want to.
So cold. It was freezing, dude.
But it was cool, though, because, like, dude. How deep was the snow, dude? It was like up to the.
Well, when I was stepping in, dude,
you didn't believe Evan in took your a video Toyota, and I was ashamed that you said we're stuck. Toyota doesn't get stuck. We don't get stuck.
Well,
bro.
Evan took a video of me when I was like when I walked down and like put the target that we were shooting at, and the snow was coming up to like my knees, dude.
It was pretty deep,
and it was like,
dude, Toyota was like really everybody.
I
we were not honestly, stuck, dude. That dude, was not stuck.
When you guys...
Probably, we got stuck for a few minutes.
No, dude.
That was not stuck, dude. A few minutes? You're full of crap. No, we weren't stuck for a few minutes. That was like 30 seconds, dude.
It wasn't that long, dude.
It was not long.
Well, for me, it felt like hours. I got scared, dude. I'm like...
Oh, my God.
Because you...
Goodbye, Mom.
You're not a Toyota owner.
I know. What are you... What was the last car you owned, Daddy?
Last car I owned was...
Let me guess.
Volkswagen. Kia. My last car I owned was a Volkswagen.
Dude, wrong.
What was it then?
No good.
No, it was a Volkswagen.
But that's just what I said.
I know.
You always have to go Toyota, dude. To
decide on.
Oh, I thought you were like wrong. That's not the car you owned.
You know what I've been looking at? The Helix.
Toyota Helix, dude.
Dude, that's
crazy. You can't. It's really, really hard to find it in the
store. They're rare over here.
That's a Taliban car, and they use it for a reason. You could buy it.
Oh damn!
You could buy it from
first edit
from overseas, but it costs like $2,000 to get it shipped here.
No, dude, they're really cool, dude.
It's only $40,000 plus $2,000 shipping and handling.
No, it's not that bad, dude.
They're really good trucks, dude.
There's actually a big market out here for Helix.
Dude, I've been wanting a Helix for years, dude. I love the Helix, dude.
Dude, you didn't even know about Helix.
Excuse me?
What size is the engine?
He said it.
Huh?
I didn't say it.
What size is the engine?
It's a 74 quad 3. See, you don't even know. Why are you asking me?
Deep silence.
You don't even know. What is it then?
It's a 3.0.
No, you're wrong.
Your mama.
It's a 4-banger, dude. You're wrong.
I think it's 300.
No, actually. No, jokes aside. I don't know what the size of the engine
the
is.
The Unabomber is giving us.
Dude, your advice. Answer was really, really compelling. It was nice.
Convincing,
know,
you mean?
Dude.
Oh, convincing, sorry. The Lord! Bless me with the Holy Spirit.
I'm not gay no more.
I don't like bands no more. I like women's.
I don't wear a push no more.
Dude, that video is so freaking funny, dude. That's
funny.
I'm not gay no more. I don't like bands no more. I love women.
No, but Helix are cool. But the thing is that Helix... I have a 4Runner.
Yeah.
And
you have a 4Runner?
Okay, don't show off, dude. We all know you have a 4Runner.
And I got a Yamaha R6.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I got a 2020 TRD Pro Off-Road 4Runner. Exterior is white. Interior is black. Leather stitching. You just go through all the specs.
I know.
Okay.
It's everything not that fancy. So perfect. But it's got crowd control, which I'm very...
It has crowd control?
Yeah.
So it has like a snowplow in the front where you could just roll over a crowd.
Yeah, dude, you could just tell
it's
them,
like a it's a train.
So
yeah,
it's a train,
they tell basically. All the liberals like get the hell out of the way.
No.
He just
it's an anti-Antifa car.
He just press crowd control and it just makes all the liberals move on the freeway.
No. Okay, so like when we
just he's like no, that's not what it says.
And it
let me tell you what it is. Let me show off my car.
And then it doesn't work and he's just like
I'm sorry, Jesse, go ahead.
Okay. The point is like I thought it was I don't care like what you own, but I thought it was cool like how we went up to like that area. And like, it
wait,
was like,
what area?
The one that we went last.
Oh, La D?
No. La D? After La D. Where the snow was.
Oh, yeah. We went to some other place. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And that's where I used the crawl control.
And yeah. Like, and it was shaking it.
Yeah. It was crazy. Shaking because it like moves stuff, dude, to get out of, to get
that's
them stuck.
Crazy.
Well, like, didn't you use the crawl control like when you were stuck for a little bit? That's how you got us out.
That's what he's talking about. Yeah. He's talking about
literally,
that.
Dude, cause it was
well,
like,
that's place we got stuck. That wasn't La D.
That's a cheat code, man. No. That's like on San Andreas Grand Theft Auto. That's a cheat code, man.
No, it was. It's not La D because it's already across the river. But. It's basically like, screw it. Let's just say it's La D. But it was cool, dude, because it was all snow. And, like, dude, you guys saw how much snow there was. It was, like, up to the frame.
I still call cheat code.
Almost, like, cover your whole tires, dude.
Cheat code, I don't agree.
And, like, we were, like, on the way down, or even on the way up, dude. We just saw how the rain, the snow was just, like,
spinning
out of the sides.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm glad you guys are staying till Sunday, though.
Yeah, I know, because of storm tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a winter storm. We were supposed to drive back down to California starting tomorrow, but there's a winter storm, so probably not going to happen. We're just going to play it safe, so we got airplane tickets.
Yeah, because Roseburg has a winter storm going on.
Roseburg? What's that?
Which is, like, the city, like, between, like, we have to go, so to get to California, we have to go over a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it gets like
Mount Shasta, right?
Shasta's already in well, sort
is
of.
Is that a real mountain?
That's like the border of Oregon and California, Mount Shasta, right?
Yeah.
Do they really own Shasta?
And when you
Shasta
go down
Cola?
The mountain, you're like in Redding, kind of.
Dude, it just becomes like a
it's just
slide.
It's just dangerous. So just to play it safe, we go.
Yeah.
So we're going to cut it
the
off
airline
here.
Tickets.
Got it.
But has it almost been an hour? Oh, yeah.
We're gonna go out and do some karaoke.
Yep. So
why do you guys cut it in an hour?
Just because no one wants to hear it after an hour, dude. No one wants to hear annoying voices.
Okay, so I do pest control with you guys. You guys got me into pest control.
Yeah.
And I listen to
podcasts. I didn't get you into pest control.
Okay, I'm not you.
I'm scared.
You're gonna get into pest control eventually.
We'll see. If I move here, I will. Serena, if I move here and we have $40,000 and we
that's like the
nice
fourth
house,
time he said that this episode.
I will work for Jesse.
You miss Serena.
As a pest. I do miss my beautiful wife.
He's lying.
Why are you saying that? I do miss her. What are you saying, Jesse? I was outside in the rain talking to her.
Yeah, for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
We thought you were missing, dude. We were about to pull out a Amber Alert.
So what's the plan for the weekend?
Amber Alert. Well,
what do you guys want to do?
Right now, we're gonna go do some karaoke tomorrow. We're gonna. You said we're gonna go to
Oregon
Tillamook.
Trail, right?
Yeah. Oregon Trails.
Okay, so like tonight, we're gonna do some karaoke.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And then, luckily, you guys are gonna be here for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You got big thighs, bro.
Or Friday night. Shut up, man. So tomorrow night and Saturday night. Those are beautiful thighs, Evan. Stop dating, bro.
I could cut those up and make a ham, bro.
Thanksgiving ham
and a turkey and a little steak.
He means it in a good way, bro. He's not trying to insult you.
Yeah, he. Why does everyone think I'm a jerk, dude? Everyone thinks I'm a jerk.
You kind of come off as a jerk sometimes.
I know, dude.
Now you're gonna agree. Off the podcast, you said, "Don't listen to him. He's being nice."
I know, dude.
And now you're saying you come off as a jerk.
He's on.
I'm saying you sometimes the way you talk, you sound like you're coming off as a jerk, but you're not.
And I'm not. Those are nice thighs.
That's why I'm reiterating to Jesse. He doesn't mean it in a mean way. He's complimenting you.
In my own place, can I be comfortable?
Yeah, and those are big thighs. And
they look nice, Jesse. Is what he's trying to say is you look nice.
I'm going
to
get those ostrich eggs and cook them in the morning.
Dude, there's just no sun out here. That's the thing.
It's okay. We don't need the sun to...
It still looks nice, dude.
Okay,
don't worry about
thing,
it too
dude.
Much.
We have four seasons. What do you got in California? Two seasons? Okay, tell me. How much is gas like in Anaheim right now?
Right now, it's five. Like just shy of $5. Some places are a little over $5.
Is it really?
Yeah. Normal price is like $4.80-something.
You got Costco and Sam's
Club. Are you serious?
Having giant lines just to save 30 cents.
Yep.
Okay,
that's great.
Do you guys remember like
how... And get a pizza.
You get a pizza?
I get a pizza when I go to Costco.
Costco, dude? No, I get the chicken bake, bro.
The chicken bake's gone.
The chicken bake is gone, dude? Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Like, gone forever, forever.
Yeah, and
also... Do they still have the hot dog? Please tell me they still have the hot dog.
They still have the hot dog.
Bro, is it still $1.50?
No.
How much is it now? Dude.
I don't remember.
It's probably like $2 by now.
What? $3.
Even then, dude, that's like... 7-Eleven, you get like crap, dude, for like the hot dog you pay for.
I've never ate 7-Eleven food, dude. And I never will.
I used to when I was younger.
Nope. I never will.
It's not worth the heartburn.
I poop and I have the fear way too much to eat at 7-Eleven.
Yeah. The older you get, you just got to be careful what hot dogs you pick, dude.
And you guys all know we talk a lot about doo-doo. Got to be safe.
Well, I'm glad you guys are
We certainly
here.
do.
Dude.
Stupid.
All right, guys, we're coming on to an hour, so we're gonna cut it a little bit short here. We're planning on releasing two episodes,
but now,
at the same time for this trip. So,
but now we'll probably do like one more.
We'll see one more.
We'll see.
We'll see how it goes. But at the very least, we're gonna release two episodes.
Got it. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tomorrow, dude. Tomorrow, Friday. We're
and
gonna
then we
record
have
another
Saturday.
Episode.
Yeah. The plan was to drive back to California.
Yeah, and we're supposed to do like split episodes in between the driving time and everything.
Well, now,
but
the, editing,
now the plan has changed.
The Orient
and the
Trail.
Editing is going to be easier now. All right, guys.
All right, folks, we're going to cut it here short. This is Parnay.
This is Evan.
This is Jesse.
And this Roman. Has been the Parnay. Oregon Trail. Jesse.
Oh.
No, it's the Oregon Trail, bro. Love you guys. Good night, San Diego.
San Diego.
Bye.